Thank you for tuning in. We'll get to your program right after this short word from our sponsor.
Balance Virtually provides full-service financial planning services for small businesses, nonprofits, and startups. We can help you manage your monthly reporting, bank and credit card reconciliations, budget and forecasting, payroll services, and much more. To schedule a consultation with a certified public accountant with over 16 years of experience helping people like you, visit balancevirtually.com. Balance Virtually, your locally owned full-service financial planning service company.
Welcome to the Veronica Edwards Show, where we have fun financial conversations that everyone listening can apply to their personal and professional life. I'm your host, Veronica Edwards. So excited to be back here in April, season three. Here on bizradio.us, always, I want to thank the V team. Got to shout out my mom. She is self-proclaimed the biggest V team member. So shout out to Dorothy Vaughn. And for all those that want to download the podcast, you can go to veronicaedwards.buzzsprout.com or listen live here on bizradio.us because we are trying to hit 4,000 downloads before season four. And I know today's show is going to help us get over the hump. So today's guest is one of my very best friends, one of my oldest friends, who also is a whole doctor in education. She has an EdD, which I'm just going to call it a PhD. I know it's ignorant. I know it's silly, but she's a PhD. She is my fourth friend to be on the Veronica Edwards Show that is of color, that has a PhD. And I've been begging her to be on my show for some time. So praise God that she was able to make some time on her spring break. This guest has been a professional school counselor in public education at the middle and high school level for over 17 years. So let's put some respect on her name. 17 years. She attended South Carolina State University for her bachelor's of science and her master's in school counseling. She is married to the amazing Kevin Mitchell. They also got married the same year I got married to my husband, 14 years ago, going on 15 later this year. She has two amazing sons, Master Christian and Master Connor. Connor, the same age as my son. They're a week apart. Love Christian. He's watch out for that dude. He's going to be a big thing when he grows up. And I have to add, this guest is an amazing singer. I always say that she is like a singer soulmate with my husband. So without further ado, I would like to introduce one of my best friends, Dr. Sophia Latsid Mitchell. How you doing?
Hi, everyone. Hello. How are you guys? Thank you so much, Veronica, for inviting me.
Yes. Thank you for coming after years of begging you to be on. Thank you so much.
No problem. You know, I had to accomplish some things first.
You have a whole EdD. So let's talk about it. So, Sophia, we always start the show asking the guests to tell us about you. Where are you from? And what led you to have a whole doctorate child in education?
Well, so I'm from a small town, Somerville, South Carolina. Whoop, whoop. Of course, your same hometown. I went to school in this area, my K through 12 experience. I've always wanted to be an educator in the education sector, mainly a teacher. And I was able to accomplish that dream by working 1 year in Charlotte, North Carolina as a teacher. But, you know, for me, I met my husband at South Carolina State University. Again, we're now, 14, going on 15 years in. And I have my two boys. And I graduated from CSU in the Educational Leadership Department in December of 2022. I just decided, you know, I wanted to go back and accomplished my last career goal, and I was able to do that.
And I love that you never gave up, because I know you kind of breezed over it, but how you mentioned that you were in Charlotte for that 1 year, and I was there too. Child, Sophia, you were so miserable in Charlotte. I was like, girl, just go back to South Carolina. Sophia did 1 year.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was hard, Veronica, living in Charlotte and making such a low salary, and then living over by South Park Mall. Yeah, so I feel like that had a lot to do, just not able to enjoy all the amenities and things around me. It just made me want to go back and make more money.
Yeah. And I would love, if you don't mind sharing, like, you kind of went a different route. And this is what I love about you, is because you do what's best for you. You always don't necessarily follow that path that everybody else takes. You initially, like you said, wanted to be a teacher. It didn't work out for you that way. And then you kind of pivot and said, okay, well, let me get a degree in counseling. But then you still went and taught so that you can become a teacher. How did that work out?
Okay, so, you know, going through the program, I'm one of those students, I'll ace every class, but the test, it was very difficult for me to pass. So yes. I never passed that test. However, when I graduated, I still was able to teach through a PACE program. However, I didn't finish that program. I actually just went back to school and started working on my master's. Within that year, I realized, you know, I wanted to work with kids on a different aspect, not necessarily teaching, but getting to know them on a social level, career exploration, things like that.
And see, I like that you said that you didn't give up undergrad. And then you said, okay, let me try it out for a year. And then you had a better idea. Okay, let me go ahead, knock out this master's, like a lot of us did right after school. But you went and you worked. And so those that are listening, sometimes you need to have what a lot of kids are calling that, like that break year, or that gap year, where sometimes that's after high school. It could be after your bachelor's. It could be in between. You just have to figure stuff out, because we put so much pressure on ourselves at 18 to know what we're going to do for the rest of our lives. We don't got no idea what we're going to do. And especially if we had good parents, they put us in a bubble. So we really don't know what we want to be when we grow up. So I love that you just tried different things. And now here it is 17 years later, you a whole doctor.
Absolutely. You know, it's those pivotal moments where you kind of just have to make some decisions as to what you want your future to be. So I definitely had to make some decisions, and I'm glad I kind of followed the pathway that I wanted.
Yeah. So we have to talk about, Sophia, how me and you met. Gosh, I guess it was back in 2000, because all my friends, people think I went to South Carolina State. I did not go to South Carolina State. I went to UNC Charlotte, but all my good girlfriends went there, and I would party there and have a good time. So, Sophia, what was your first impression of me, friend, when you met me? Because me and you both high energy.
Yes. So first impression of you when I first met you, definitely high energy, down to earth, a little bougie, but a little hood. I loved it.
Yes, bougie ghetto.
Absolutely.
And I just remember thinking, Sophia talk as fast as me. I was like, yes.
Yes, I would come to your house and we would sit in the car and have long conversations, you know. Reading books and doing great things.
Yes, yeah. Those who know what reading books are, in the Impala. I remember the Burgundy Impala. That car had us everywhere for a minute. So
right.
So I wish, you know, going back, I used to always play out like, why y'all going to a black school and the world isn't all black? And now I'm like, I wish I went to historically black college. So why did you decide to go to South Carolina State? And what was your experience going to a historically black college, in HBCU?
Oh my gosh, Veronica. So one thing you have to understand, for me, I went through a district K-12. My public school experience, I was a minority class, right?
Right.
Of students who, you know, you really just felt like kind of a number, you know. People didn't really, there wasn't a whole lot of interest in what you were interested in. It's the masses, right? Mm-hmm. And so hindsight 2020, I feel like looking back, I just really wanted to be in this safe space where everybody is getting this education, but they look like me. I kind of wanted a Hillman experience.
Yes. A different world, you know? Different world. That was huge. 30 years ago, people could say whatever they want to about Bill Cosby, but he was one of the creators of A Different World. And for young black folks that are around our age now in their 40s and their 50s, that was the first time that we saw historically black colleges, and everybody was great and excellent.
Yes. Prestige, you know, going to an HBCU, I would say how I ended up going, though, a mutual friend of ours, I went to church, and I was literally just thinking about going to a two-year college up the street. Not a big deal, because I wasn't exposed. And so that's another thing. Students need to be exposed to seeing themselves in leadership positions. And because if they don't, and they don't have that experience within their household, they may not see themselves in those in certain positions. So going to South Carolina, I met with my friend at church, and we were talking, and she's like, you need to fill out an application to go to South Carolina State University. And yeah, I just went home, filled it out, I got accepted. And I don't know why I didn't think, firsthand that I needed to make this an experience for myself. Because I always wanted to have that human experience. But going there was absolutely amazing. I remember when everybody had to go out for that introduction test, and we were just all coming out the doors, and it was almost like I was in heaven, because again, I was the minority. And so to be around like-minded young Black beautiful beings, that was a wonderful experience.
And y'all can party with the best of them. You know, I was at the homecomings.
And I'm gonna get that degree, though.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So now here it is, Sophia, almost, I don't even want to say 20 years later, child. Mm-hmm. Since we have, been in our careers, and you've accomplished so much in education, but I know that there have been challenges along the way. So what keeps you going? What keeps you staying in education? Because you easily, look, don't get it twisted. Mr. Kevin Mitchell got a good job. Good job, Sophia. You can stay with Mr. Kevin, not have to do anything, but you're like, nah, like I want to continue in my career. So what keeps you going?
Ultimately, I think it's working with the kids, because through my process of, getting this career experience, I actually left counseling from being the middle school counseling director, right? I left that position and went into the district office and did another leadership role position. I didn't love it. It was dealing with discipline. And so from a counselor's aspect, we don't love putting kids in alternative schools. We'd rather work with them more so on the forefront, and being more proactive. So I thought I was done with counseling and going into this coordinator position, but it helped me realize that I really, really need to work with students. Like I get that kind of energy, just knowing that they're at pivotal moments in their lives where they have the world as their oyster, and they have to decide what pathway they're going to take. Are we going to college? Are we going into the workforce? Are we going into the military? They just have to make these very important decisions. I really love working with kids and just helping them become healthy whole adults, out in the community, being productive citizens in America, because they're our future, so we definitely have to make sure that they're happy in what they're doing, they're exploring different careers, and making sure that there's some passion in what they are doing,
And Dr. Mitchell is speaking very well right now, and she's very educated, but Dr. Mitchell can also give those kids the business. So I like that you're in the school, because you are like
very much a keep it real type of person. I love my kids, but when you come to me and you're a junior and you're sitting here with 3 and 4 credits, at this moment, I have to have a real conversation with you, like, baby, this is your high school diploma. So if you really want it, you need to make a plan to get it, because at the end of the day, we all want them to do well, but no one can come in and do their work for them. Something else I wanted to add, though, of course, God and prayer. You definitely need to stay prayed up. And I don't take anything personal when it comes to me continuing to move on. And Veronica, I have an oil diffuser, I have a water fountain, and I play jazz music all day.
Come on now. Yes.
These are things that's going to help me get to that common ground of retirement.
Okay? Yes. And reading lots of books.
Absolutely. Just to calm the nerves.
Exactly. But I'm so glad that you added that, because that was going to be one of the questions that I ask you with providing tips and jewels to the listeners. April is Stress Awareness Month. You are a mother, you're a wife, you're working And as a counselor, I feel like you give so much to your students. And I was going to ask you, how do you balance all that? And I like to hear a piece of that balance. It sounds like even when you're at work, you're making time for yourself. If people are coming into your office, I'm sure it's like a whole nother ambiance. You know, like it's a different vibe. They're not coming in with all that rah, 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 because you're shutting that down.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So tell us some other tips that you have for those that are moms and working and all the things are going on. How do you keep that stress level down?
Well, you know, I pretty much feel like self-care is pretty much whatever you feel makes you feel good, as long as it's a healthy routine, you know. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So if it's traveling, I am a big advocate for a therapist. You know, I think we all can be enlightened just to understand more about ourselves. That's really all that it is. You know, in the Black community, we struggled a lot with therapists thinking that, oh, you're crazy. It's not necessarily,
right.
It's not a necessary thing that someone is crazy because they want to speak with a therapist. They just want enlightenment into who they are. Mm-hmm. And that could give you successful tips. I also think, you know, me just making a decision to leave a director position, going to a higher position, and then going back to being a high school counselor, where I was actually paid even more money, you know.
Talk that talk, Dr. Mitchell.
God has been looking out for your girl. You know, I'm not going to lie. I am flying high under the radar, and it's been beautiful. I have to give you props, Veronica, because if it were not for you, you really, I am a settled type girl. Like,
yes,
I
you
will
are.
Sit in a position for a very long time. But having that conversation with you, Miss Millennial.
I'm always trying to get my friends to leave their job.
Encourage me to, you know, make that plunge or take the plunge to make a move. And so now I'm not so apt to just sit. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. if I see something else out there, I might flirt with the idea, you know, so.
And I admire that about you. I mean, Sophia, you spent over what, 15 years at one school?
Absolutely. And that was just too long. I don't really recommend people doing that. It was a great experience. So that district, I can go anywhere and do anything learning from 15 years in that district, right? I think I reached my peak where I wasn't going to be able to learn very much more. But again, I was there for 15 years. Mm-hmm. I could go anywhere. Great place to learn. Absolutely a great place to learn.
But I admire that about you because, as you know, I've never been anywhere more than like 5 years. And that was during a pandemic, working part-time, working from home. You know, like, so that stretched me along. Typically, it was like 2-3 years, I get a good job, I'm moving on to the next thing, I'm physically moving different states. But I admire that about you because it takes a lot. It's just like being in a marriage to stay in partnership with one job, with one school.
Absolutely. And Veronica, when I got to this position, I spoke with someone in the district office. There was a leadership position in the district office for being over all the counselors in the district. They were automatically trying to get me to come up and interview. And mm-hmm. I had to turn them down and just let them know, like, listen, I just took this this contract. I really want to honor what I told these people at this school that I would do. And so if this opportunity comes up at another time, maybe, because right now when I have these young kids, leadership, some of those leadership roles, which I am in a leadership role, but the director position is much heavier.
Yes.
And you're constantly working with administration. It is kind of a battle because you have to protect your counseling department. And then you also have to appease the admin staff who may want you to do certain things or add new things to your plate. So it is difficult. But now I'm in a situation where I have a caseload. I work with my caseload. I go home.
You know that's right.
And I need that. I need that. My mental. I definitely need that. We spend 8 hours plus on a job every single day. Like, I don't think people realize how much of a toll it takes on you, you know?
Yeah. And it's changed over the years. Like, it was different for our parents' generation and their generation. And now people just want more of you. They want to pay you less, but gas is $1,000 and all these things. So I also admire that in you because you easily could have just went what I call like those golden handcuffs. Like, you could have took the job with the money and the this and the that, but you would be stressed. You wouldn't be able to affect all the children like you're affecting. You would probably get burnt out and quit after a while. So I'm glad that you're where you need to be. And I'm glad that you're listening to what's your path and not necessarily what everybody else has for you. Because those listening, when you are as talented as someone like Dr. Mitchell, you're going to get people always wanting to have a piece of you. Mm-hmm. But that's where that therapy, that self-care, that time where you can say, can't nobody tell me what's best for me except for me.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely, Veronica.
Well, Dr. Mitchell, we're already to the end of the show. I told you I would be gentle.
Yeah. I hope everything came out really nice.
Yes. Well, sure. We're definitely going to have you back on. Maybe we'll have some type of forum on.
Well, absolutely. Well, you know, the book is still being written.
Let's talk about that real quick before we go. That's also a passion project of Dr. Mitchell and your entrepreneurship realm, is that you want to write a children's book.
Well, I've already written several. And Veronica, I'm sorry. I was just saying that the book is still being written as far as the future of stuff.
Oh, sorry.
But, honestly, at this point, I'm kind of over the children's book because it's very difficult to find an illustrator. I've been trying for years, to be honest with you. And so now, if I were to do something in writing, it probably would be more so maybe a novel or something like that. I would just have to come up with some good content. So, yeah.
Well, we're throwing it out there. If anybody's listening that's an illustrator that wants to reach out to Dr. Mitchell, we'll have her contact information and in the link. But do not give up on that dream, Sophia. I still want an autographed book from you when you do that illustrated children's book. I think it's still possible. But again, I just want to thank you for taking time on spring break. For making time to just share your story, because I know your story can inspire so many others. I know you're like, I don't got nothing to talk about. Girl, you got a testimony.
My testimony, absolutely. And I am living my best life at this moment. Sometimes I have to pinch myself.
Yes, and also a fellow Gemini. It's about to be Gemini season in May. So Dr. Mitchell, I just want to thank you again for being an amazing human being, for being my friend, being my mama's friend.
Thank you for being
Come on, and having an amazing voice. And I just want to thank all the listeners for tuning in to bizradio.us for the Veronica Edwards Show on Wednesdays across all platforms. And if you missed the live airing, you can listen to all prior shows at veronicaedwards.buzzsprout.com.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast and be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.